It is the Riot on Radio U. Now, Nikki, I've always pictured you as a potential movie producer.
Really?
I have.
Yeah, well, I think I could do it.
I think producer, actress, and then I've also seen you as a lead singer as a very successful musical endeavor.
But mostly, though, I love radio. That's right. My love.
Which is why I just feel like when we get a chance to talk to Joel, he's everything I think you could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
He's singer, actor,
producer, yes. Like the whole nine yards.
That's true.
Joel is on the phone. Joel, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Nice to hear both of your voices. You are a chipper pair.
Well, don't let that fool you.
It's a lot of coffee. It's a lot of lies.
A lot of, not real, but that's okay.
Fair enough. Well, it's a good facade then. Well, and that's acting, You're really being a thespian right now.
That's true.
See, I told you that Nikki has what it takes,
that's
man.
That's true. With radio, you just got to project. It's a good day no matter what's going on.
That's right.
Exactly right.
There it is.
So, Joel, seriously, man, like, you are a multifaceted guy. You sing in for King & Country. You are a producer, a movie guy. We know about your music. How did you get started with the movie stuff?
About 2 years ago, after we'd been sharing for a little while about relationships, Luke and I both sort of newly married, particularly around the time we started the band, this idea of love and relationships and commitment was very close to our hearts. I'd actually just met my now wife as we started traveling. And so we started sharing this simple message of chivalry and charging us as men to love well and then celebrating a woman's worth. And it was kind of alarming and exciting as well to see the response from people. And so we went to our brother Ben 2 years ago, and I'm not sure we knew what we were asking at the time, to be completely honest, but we said, look, there's an opportunity here to write a story sort of built around this priceless message. And his eyes lit up, and he recalled a documentary, a true story that he had always stuck with me about this sentiment. So we kind of married the two ideas, and long story incredibly short,
sure.
Here we are. We've really seen the picture from inception, writing the story. We were involved in writing the novelization of the film, as well as I'm acting in it. Luke is one of the producers in the film. And so it's a real, it's been a real labor of love for us. And we're super thrilled. Well, a week from today,
it'll be out.
Can you believe that?
I know, and I've been starting to finally, I see it on Facebook. A lot of people are starting to share for Priceless the movie, and I watched it a couple of weeks ago. And Joel, I was so impressed. I forgot you were Australian when I started to watch the movie. I was like, oh yes, because you did a very convincing job. He doesn't have the accent in the movie, so I thought you did a great job with it.
Thank you. I did have help. I have to give credit where credit is due. I had a dialect coach by the name of Steve Corona, who's worked with some great international actors, Helen Mirren, Gerard Butler, to name a few, and he actually came on tour with us for about a week, and he really kind of blitzed me on all of the major things that need to happen, and just really helped me.
Okay, Joel, then right now, I want you to drop...
Does he forget it all?
Drop the accent.
You can't say blitz, so we don't do all that.
Right. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to say this morning, I'm so thrilled to be here with Nikki and Obi.
That's
and
good.
Yeah.
We're talking about this new movie, Priceless.
I told you.
Called Priceless. How was that?
Very good. Very, very good.
It was good.
It was great. I was like, yes, it was a very good job.
Oh, man. So, the Priceless, the movie and the book, they both deal with human trafficking. What kind of research did you do to get ready for the story?
We spoke with a lot of experts in that field, particularly because, as you said, there is this portion of the film, particularly the middle, that sort of drops into this this world. We had a lady on set from an organization who really kind of made sure that we were telling an accurate appropriate story. But I think the simplest variation of it was we really asked ourselves in this kind of this message of priceless, what's the antithesis of that? And that is that love can be bought, or a woman can be bought, or pleasure can be bought. And so my character, a very normal man, as you said, he's American. James Stevens is his name, but lost his wife in a tragic accident, in and out of prison as a result, and his daughter was taken from him by protective services because he couldn't look after appropriately. And a friend of his came to him and said, hey, I got a job for you, transportation job, drive a truck straight through from here to here, no questions asked, easy money, good money, you get your life back on track. And he really saw it as like, oh, this is my chance to get my daughter back and sort of change my ways. And so he takes the job, falls asleep at the wheel in the middle of the night, runs off the road, and as he's surveying the truck for damage, realizes he's crying in the back of the truck, and he realizes it's not what he's carrying, but who he's carrying. He's got two young ladies, two sisters in the back of the truck, so he invites them into the cab for the rest of the road trip. And so the first act is really a road trip, but he ends up seeing a real strength and dignity and courage in the elder of the two sisters, and despite their circumstances. But they feel like they're coming to be maids and waitresses, and it's only when they get the drop-off point that they realize that he realizes that he's incidentally sold them into slavery. And so he becomes this vigilante in an effort to save them. But all the while, Antonia, the older of the two sisters, her this strength and courage that she has in spite of sort of the turmoil of her situation is really kind of changing him in some ways from the inside out.
We're talking to Joel from For King and Country, and he is the actor and producer of Priceless, a new movie that's going to be out 1 week from today.
1 week from today.
And that's what he's talking about,
dude. When I first watched it, it reminded me back with Remedy Drive, another band we play on Radio U. And the guys in Remedy Drive work as well with sex trafficking. Used to get involved back in the day then. I know a lot of people feel like sex trafficking or just human trafficking isn't something that really is around, but when you, like, even with watching Priceless and stuff, you realize it is very much around no matter where you live. It's it's everywhere. So to turn a blind eye and just think, well, it must not be, I live in, you know, blank, or I don't live someplace where it does, to watch this movie and to find out more behind the scenes about the movement with it, to realize that there are places and people that really truly need help who are stuck in that life.
Yes Oh, well, it's funny you mention Remedy Drive. David Zock, we had a premiere in Nashville, Tennessee on Wednesday, and he was actually he was at the premiere with us. So it was that's certainly a partnership that we have forged, and he's a great bloke. I really, really respect him in a lot of areas. And to sort of put the framework of the film in a certain perspective, I think there's two great themes. One is this: okay, this is this idea of slavery and prostitution and trafficking is really the epidemic of my generation, I believe. But also, this is supply and demand. And men are really the demand. And like any situation thereof, if you get rid of the demand, the supply goes away. And so there is a great question that the film really asks, because it is a love story. It's a love story between two sisters, between a father and a daughter, and then towards the end, between a man and a woman. But there is this great, if you pull like the lens back to the 30,000-foot view, it is a question to us men: hey, are we feeding the monster of this problem, whether it's with pornography or whether it's with the way we speak about a woman or whether it's the way we interact with a woman? To the young ladies, are we? Do you know who you are, or is it based on your figure? Like you mentioned earlier, Nikki, about these statistics that are coming out, young ladies are more dissatisfied today with their figure or with who they are than they arguably ever have been, and that's such a tragedy because we're all image bearers of God. And so that's a great portrayal in this film, is this Antonia woman, her portrayal of finding her safety and her peace under God rather than in any sort of man or human institution.
Wow. Well, we're talking to Joel. As we said, Joel is he's a songwriter, a singer, he leads a band, he's a writer, he's a producer, and his movie is out 1 week from today.
Yes, it's called Priceless. A lot of times, Joel, with The Riot, we feature more of the, let's say, movies that don't have a lot of meaning behind them, you know, the stupider films. So it was very refreshing when we had the opportunity to at least let you guys know that there are some good quality movies that really have a good message and a meaning behind them that are worth our time and effort, while we still promote the other stupid stuff too.
Right.
Not to be forgotten, but there are some really good movies as well that can help lend towards helping people, helping each other.
Joel, listen, we wish you the absolute best with your movie. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us this morning.
We will post the trailer so you can check out more Radio U on our Facebook page, and then also our Radio U Riot Facebook page, so you can check out pricelessthemovie.com, but I will also link to it if you just go to Facebook too.
Right on, Joel, thanks again for your time.
You guys are legends.
I like legends. Thank you. Don't say these great words, you know?
Yeah, I need someone to say it to me. I can't say it myself.
Of course.
You guys can take that. You guys can take that. You guys are legends. And if to any listeners, if you want to know more, also, you just go to priceisthemovie.com for showtimes and trailers and all the rest of it's right on there.
Okay, awesome. Well, Joel, thank you so much, and
hang
best of luck.
One second. Again, pricelessthemovie.com. I had a chance to watch it a few weeks ago, and it really, again, it's not just going, and sometimes we tune out for a few hours to be able to watch a movie, but for this, you have a chance to tune in a little bit more and learn more behind the movement with it.